yo cannabis man, what's up, man? Yo cannabis man, what's up, man? Yo cannabis man, what's up, man? Caught you on that cut with Wyclef. Yo cannabis man, what's up, man? Caught you on that cut. Yo cannabis man, what's up, man? Caught you on that cut.
Why I'ma let the world know the truth? Why I'ma let the world know the truth? Why I'ma let the world know the truth? Why I'ma let the world know the truth?
Yo cannabis man, what's up, man?
Okay, welcome to the Live from Headquarters show every Friday night from 10 p.m. midnight to... Oh, damn, I'm doing it again like I did last week. Welcome to the Live from Headquarters show every Friday night from 10 p.m. Eastern time to midnight Eastern time. And we are on Hip Hop Nation because... Oh, wait. Oh, okay,
you got me all the moving around shit now.
I told you on one key.
Yeah, There's a special guest. That's all good.
Yeah, I love my special guest, but the post is the post. You see Panties at his post, and you switching and doing the switcheroo.
Sacrifice for the game.
You know James T. Kirk never leaves his station.
All right, then. But you know what? DJ Revolution is sitting in that seat.
Yeah.
What's up, Rev?
What up, man? What's good, Pring?
Well, I got so many things to address.
Okay.
Of course, why you're here is one of them, because you were just here with Malcolm and Martin.
I was.
Shout to them and their new album is in stores.
Indeed.
It's called Life Doesn't Frighten Me, which is how I feel and how I'm living.
All right.
As you already know, huh?
It spooks me a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it spooks me a little bit when you got people who really don't know how to, you know, read between the lines when they call themselves hip-hop. So when it comes to that, you know, it's only right that I make sure shit is clear from the way I see things, because that's the only way it's going to be seen on this show. And like I said, now that I know that you're at your post...
Yo, can I say something real quick?
Sure.
I don't know, it probably was a year ago or something. I lost my job and I was getting evicted.
Right.
And Christina Aguilera gave you 80 grand.
Oh, that's a nice segue then. That's a nice segue.
I was going through it. Can you remember, right, Key?
Yeah, it was.
That's a nice segue.
Soup kitchen and all that?
It was something.
He had 80 grand.
I got it on video.
Appreciate it. Okay. Well, and also welcome home Prodigy of Mobb Deep. He's home.
I heard Prodigy Brolic.
He's getting his weight up.
He's a bartender.
And shout out to the Alchemist, who actually sent me a new joint that only my homie Funkmaster Flex has. Nobody else got it. And I'm going to play that after we finish yapping. But I'm going to clear something up so that everybody hears it from me.
Yeah.
So that way
it's
all
good. Because I was getting put out. I want to hear this.
I know, because we had just landed from South by Southwest.
What's going on? I really want to hear this.
I was getting evicted last year. And Christina Aguilera gave him 80 grand.
I heard that.
Well, first of all, shout to everybody at South by Southwest. We had a ball out there. The year-round showcase was banging. I did a showcase the Saturday that I got there before it even started. Mm. That was incredible. And, you know, always switch it up as a true DJ does. And then I did the BET party last night. Shout to Marsha Ambrosius from Floetry, who destroyed it. She is so incredible. Amazing. Shout out to J. Cole
who
ripped it. Melanie Fiona ripped it.
Murdered.
She was insane.
She was on stage for about 2 hours.
Her band, yeah.
Killing them.
I'm chilling with you on the balcony.
Yeah, I wasn't
the band
mad at
was
all.
Tight. Shout out to the whole BET for having me there. Shout out to Stephen Hill. Shout out to Kelly G for giving me the gig. I really appreciate it. And getting all my peoples in, because they were really strict with getting people in there. Yeah, it was packed. And it was just a really good time. Shout out to everybody we saw when we were shooting the Khalil video, Rapping Exercise, which features Panty of the NYGs. And we had a good time with that, too.
Just in the street. Renegade style.
On 6th Street in Austin, Texas.
Shout out to Chameleon there. That's a cool dude.
Yeah. Shout out to the whole Slaughterhouse. They were walking around. And just, we were just running into so many people showing us love. And they were all, we were just walking down the street shooting the video. Well, we had a lot of fun. Shout out to Biggest Gord.
People were shooting us shooting the video.
Yeah, exactly. We got shot getting shot.
Right. Speaking of getting shot, I mean.
Speaking of truth. Well, speaking of truth, this is a moment of truth. Okay, let's address the cannabis thing. The cannabis dropped a record. Well, no, let me rewind. Well, you know, Cannabis dropped a record called Tell the Truth, which is addressed to me, telling me to tell the truth about how our whole situation went down when I did a Vlad TV interview. Vlad asked me, have I ever had a weird situation with any artist I've ever worked with in my career? And I said, not really. I said, I had a cannabis one. I said, it was not a real big deal. You know, I was honest. I said, cannabis is a great man. I mean, I'm sure he watched it more than once to do the record. But after he watched it, obviously he responded, which I didn't even expect him to do, because he's angry saying, why am I bringing up something that's almost 14 years old and bringing it up now? Because he thinks that he says, and
Vlad
I quote,
said ever.
He said, and I quote,
Vlad didn't
he
say
said,
last
why
week?
Shovel shit on me for no reason, which I didn't do. Who you working for? I work for myself. I'm self-employed, year-round records. Okay.
Ooh.
He said, what agenda do you have, and how am I helping hip-hop by doing that? Now, I'm helping hip-hop by doing this show right here, live from headquarters, because Hip-Hop Nation is the station, Sirius
40,
XM
67.
And, you know, we break the freshest shit, which... Since that incident happened with Cannabis back in 1998 when his album came out, because let me get some facts straight, because I was going to play the record, but it's not worth it, because you can go to DJPremierBlog.com and listen to it. But he says, that on the record, he says, I produced Christina's record, which is a fact, but that was in 2005. And I have worked with Cannabis in a couple years ago on a new joint. And it came out dope. I played it on the show. I blasted it out, supported him, even supported stuff off his new album that came out, even had Poet on it. And I also supported that because Cannabis is my dude. We get along. But, and it's hip-hop, so it's cool. But the truths are coming from me because it's an actual fact. I am the first guy to ever give you back your check for not finishing a job that we thought was going to go down. Now, when we did this job, he wanted to do a song called Nigganometry, which is on his first album, Can I Bust, that came out in 1998. Mm. Shout out to Guru, rest in peace. Moment of Truth came out in 1998, into number one on the Billboard charts and the album charts. Anyway, he says that I told him that I was making $80,000 a track for Christina, but if it was in 2005, how in the hell did I tell you in 1998? So that's my truth. And then on top of that, I don't tell any artist how much I make because I don't want nobody counting my checkbook.
Man, I was on the soup kitchen.
All right, then. You know what I'm saying? Or were you in jail?
Oh, I was in jail?
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Yeah, that's even worse.
You got 80 grand.
Yeah, but you got a scar face, and I appreciate that. Appreciate it. So, again, I was not working with Christina. I didn't even know Christina then until 2005, but I think he's combining our session once we did squash everything with the 1998 sessions, and he's starting to combine them. First of all, let's get another truth correct, and then we'll get into some music. Let me see. I just want to make sure I got all my shit right. Okay. He says he came to Dirty Ass D&D, which hip hop is dirty. So he said it like if D&D is not a place he should have been at. He's like, came to Dirty Ass D&D, and it's like, damn, you a hip hop motherfucker. Yeah, you know, you should be happy to see dirt.
You should have been happy to even record in D&D.
Well, you see dirt, you're supposed to dive into it.
Right.
We're dirty right now, aren't we? I haven't taken a shower since South by Southwest. And I'm dirty. Anyway, already. I got my t-shirt, too. Shout out to Khalil.
Already.
Then he said I came the first day an hour late. Then he said the second day I came 2 hours late. He said the third day I came 3 hours late. And the fourth day I came 4 hours late. So add that up. That's 7, 8, 9, 10 hours total I was late. Now, let me explain to you people that want to be in the music business, if you're doing deals with major labels, there's a thing called a PO, which is a purchase order, if you do a deal, or you could do like I do, which is called an all-in. An all-in means I get the entire payment and I pay the bills for everything. The CDs, the reels, the DATs to get pressed, the masters that they get to walk with, I pay for all of that. Now, I did an all-in. Now, you get your first half up front, all you people that want to learn the business, you get your second half when the job is done. The first half, after we did not agree on the record to get it done, I wrote the check back and still took a loss on whatever hours I did not show up because I'm paying the bill. So I can go whenever the fuck I want to. That's not to say that I don't respect the fact that he's there waiting for me, but that is a totally different session. That's from the session from the new shit we did. This thing right here with the stuff he's complaining about, yeah, again, goes back to 1998 I am the first person to ever give you all your money back, which means he said he didn't know about it, and why didn't I confront him about it then and let him know? You need to check the people I gave the check back to. Because when you walk into Universal Records at that time, my letter and the copy of my check was on the receptionist wall to use as an example of how much I keep it that real. So if he didn't know it now, and back then he knows it now, he could have addressed me before he did the record.
Right.
Just holler at me. I'll be like, yo, man.
That nigga's tripolar.
Yeah, so, and hey, that rhymes with something else, but I'm not going to say it. But anyway, anyway, like I said, anybody that wants to see the Vlad TV clip, watch it for yourself. And that's VLADTV.com. And check it out and see if for yourself if I was in the wrong. If
okay,
I,
so like to date, said, what's the situation with cannabis right now to this moment?
Well, he's my loved one regardless because, again, it's hip-hop. And I don't take it personal because I know the truth and I just told the truth.
So he get to keep his adult teeth?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, he's a military man. He probably has a couple skills. And, again, you know.
All right, so.
Oh, yeah. You know, I ain't worried about that shit.
But he got it to show.
Exactly.
He got it to show.
You know, he probably knows how to fire a lot of different rifles. I don't, but it's all gravy.
God ain't only make one.
There you go. Shout out to the newspaper.
Come and get him. Oh, come and get it. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. The Mexican Texas.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, like I said, anybody that wants to really see the full truth, check it out for yourself and see if I was in the wrong on how I worded it. I was just talking about a past situation. And since then, we've been happy and we had records on the street. So, Cannabis, calm down. I still love you, brother. And let's not take it past that because I don't want to take it to the level of doing a record that will outdo your record because nobody's records on a diss record will outdo mine. Please believe it. It'll be the funkiest thing since dog shit. Okay. Hold on. Why must you sound low now?
You on the low.
There you go.
All right. 877-60 Hip Hop
877-604-4746
Live from headquarters every Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time on Hip Hop Nation because Hip Hop Nation is the station. Yeah. We want to get paid for that.
Word. We don't get paid for nothing up here.
Nothing up here. Now, I get my little chump change.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't get a dime. I'm tired of coming to this place.
Chump, 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 chump. So anyway.
They used to give me a Metro card.
Shout out to everybody on Twitter that's been hitting me up saying that I handle everything like a gentleman, but
yeah,
that's what I always do. I mean, I'm not a troublemaker, Pants. You know that.
Scared of cannabis.
I'm scared. I'm starved.
Cannabis got you under pressure.
Well, he said, hey, yeah. Did you see him in that video for second round knockout?
That's what I was going to say.
With Mike Tyson, man.
Him and Mike Tyson on the bird roof now, flying all birds right, and all that in the new video. Yup.
Getting them birds.
Yup. Mike Tyson.
Yeah, big up.
We ain't got no calls?
Yeah.
Oh, we got some calls? Take some calls.
Hello?
Turn your radio down. We can hear when you're listening to yourself.
What's going on, Premier? I just want to say the whole thing with cannabis, man, don't even stress it, you know what I'm saying? Because he pulled the same thing with Eminem and everything like that. He's just a hater ever since he, you know what I mean, lost to LL Cool J and had his career ended. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm already done. I'm already done. And I'll be honest. I'll be honest. In the battle with him and LL, I thought the cannabis record was better because it was hardcore and all that. But I know what you're saying. Yeah, I just wanted to address my truths when I listened to the record because I was getting on a plane to come here and my man Gim at the DJ Premier blog was like, yo, you're just joined with him dissing you. And I was like, what? So I didn't get to hear it till literally a little while, a couple hours ago. So I had to make sure I cleared up all the stuff that were not true.
Nah, I understand. And also, I want to ask you one more thing. Yo, when you going to be able to do something with Nas again, man? I want to hear something with you and him.
It's all up to when Nas. If Nas calls tomorrow and says he's ready, I'm ready. But until then, I can't do nothing until the artist wants to do it.
Yeah, man. All
right,
man.
Right now, it's about year-round records, baby.
All right, man. Thanks for taking my call, man.
My man.
I heard Nas did an 8-minute diss record because you were late.
Nas doing a record dissing him and cannabis. Fuck both of
them. And
I'm
going to let the world know the truth.
All right, let's go to line two. Radicus in Brooklyn.
Radicus, what up?
What up? What up, y'all? What up, Preem?
Yo, you know what Radicus sounds like?
Like something from Roman times. You said it before.
No, it sounds like a Greek snitch.
Yeah.
Like he was a Raticus. You can't trust him. He's a no good Raticus.
Yo. Enough respect to Stretch, yo. He's a legend of himself, you know, for that show. I mean, in the 90s, that's where I was getting my main supply of Primo-related joints. So enough respect to that dude, yo.
Enough respect to you too, Raticus.
No doubt. Yo. Cannabis, yo, he just sound mad bitter. Don't worry about that, Preem.
Oh, yeah, I'm already over it. You know what I'm saying? Well, I said what I had to say, and I'm over it.